name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 22nd of September 2009 and the time is 1:20 p.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
My name is Neville Austin. I'm 70 and I'm from St Albans and I was born in Liverpool.
And have you travelled into London especially for your hour on the plinth today?
Yes, but I'm meeting some friends. Well, friends are coming down and we're going to do something and then I'm meeting some other friends later on. So, three birds with one stone.
And how are you feeling about going on the plinth at this moment in time?
I've no idea. I don't know. It could be wonderfully interesting. I hadn't realised that, because you normally see big things on the plinth, and you hadn't realised how small a human being is compared with, say, the Alison Leper sculpture portrait. So that was interesting, first of all. You're not, as far as anybody standing around is concerned, you're hardly visible, which is curious. I didn't vote for this. I voted for one of the other ones, but for the life of me, I can't remember which. You know, do you, how this happened? Yeah, I can't remember which one I voted for, but I didn't vote for this one. At least I don't think I did. I might have done. Oh, because I'm an exhibitionist, and out of curiosity. And also because it's an interesting, well, I don't know whether it will be, position to try and photograph. I don't know yet. I was with some people, we did some stuff here a while ago, 6 months ago, and none of it. Well, stuff I did wasn't very interesting, and the stuff that I think most people did was better, more interesting than mine, but it wasn't interesting.
So you'll be taking photos?
Yep.
And will you be doing that for the full hour?
Well, I suppose so, yes. I mean, by the time... Yes, I imagine. I shall try and look around and think, because I can't really decide what I'm going to do yet from that position. So I don't know. The best photographs I've seen in Trafalgar Square were all taken in the 1800s. So I haven't seen anything that I've come across since then that's interesting.
Are you a photographer by trade?
Not by trade, no, just hobby.
And I'm just curious, because you didn't vote for the project, you applied and you said that you were an exhibitionist, but once the project was up, what was it about it that appealed to you and made you?
Curiosity, I think. Pure curiosity. And I guess what's been interesting, apart from odd things, like, I don't know, the first woman in the first day who, what did she do? Some charity or other. And apparently lots of people have done that since. And then the guy a couple of weeks ago took all his clothes off and was in the newspapers. It's been surprising to me how little... notice seems to have been taken of it in the world at large. I don't know why. I don't know why that is. So quite how interesting as a project it will in the long run turn out to be. I don't know. I think Sky's association with it is a negative. Which I know quite a few people have said, well, they feel very suspicious about anything associated with Sky and serious stuff. Sky Arts is just froth as far as B Sky B are concerned. Their real work is Fox in the USA and the Wall Street Journal and what they do and the Sun newspaper. And so their association with this dirties it slightly. But no doubt they paid lots of money.
And the idea as a whole, initially, did you not like it? Is that why you didn't
I don't know. I can't for the life of me remember. I suppose that I'm not very much interested in, if you like, performance art. So I suppose that's what it is. Or I like quite a few Gormley things, and I suppose it was his name. I like the stuff on Crosby Beach, for example. And when they brought some of them down, stuck them up all over London. Quite for the life of me, I don't like, I've not seen it live, I've not seen The Angel of the North. For the life of me, I can't bring to mind any of his other stuff. But he is a serious guy, so you sort of think, well, okay, maybe. But I'm still curious as to why it's made so little impact, if it has. I want to ask you a question of, has it, you see, but you're not supposed to, I'm supposed to talk. Yes.
What is your understanding of the project and what it's about? What is that album about for each individual, in your opinion?
I suppose I had imagined it was something to do with being a portrait of Britain. Well, that's not true, because who's available to do it? And I wonder how far people travel. I mean, obviously, if you wanted people all over the country, the project doesn't pay their fares to get here or anything like that. So it's only frivolous, well-off people who can afford to do this. So, and I suppose it might be curious as to what people choose to do, maybe. Can't imagine what people do when they're up there at 2 o'clock in the morning. I haven't been round Trafalgar Square. This evening, my friends and I, we will drop back after dark and just see what seems to happen. But I can't really imagine. If I'd been scheduled for 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, I don't know what I'd have done, you see. I don't know.
Have you yourself watched much of the project?
No, I haven't watched any of it. I don't have a Sky dish. I don't buy anything associated with the Murdoch group, newspaper or television. I haven't got a clue, to be honest. Me, just curiosity. I mean, something to chat about with friends. Either, I don't know, there will be much to say. As far as anybody watching, I honestly haven't got a clue. First thing I saw was your TV feed in there. And I thought, would I watch that on television? Doesn't look very interesting. It's like for some reason or other, I was at home yesterday and I switched on BBC iPlayer something at the Liberal Party conference. And you imagine it's interesting people saying interesting things. And well, if you ever watch it, it's a lot of people saying very boring things. And the thing that so it's sort of small events of curiosity, nothing happening. So I don't know what impact it would make on anybody watching it at all. And nobody in any in newspapers I read has speculated on it either, which is interesting. I don't know if it is. I'd love to know what Anthony Gormley thinks about how the idea, whether it was a good idea. And I don't know, I didn't know until today that the Welcome people had been involved with it at all. I wasn't aware when I joined up or applied to join up that Welcome was involved. So either it was late or I simply didn't notice. And that adds a sort of possible dimension, it's up to them. But it's not like the stuff, whatever it was called, back in the 1930s and 40s. Pictures of Britain type thing. And I'd love to know what Anthony Gormley thinks of it, what he thought he was doing when he thought of the idea, and whether he thinks it's worked or whether he's changed his view. It would be interesting to know what he thinks, because it could perhaps maybe thinks it hasn't quite done what he'd thought it might, or maybe it's done something different. I have no idea.
Do you think that it might have changed from the initial idea and what people thought the project was about at the beginning and what it is now?
The only thing I can think of is that, I think as I said at the beginning, that people, human beings, are quite small on that plinth. And that surprised me. You don't realise how big statues are. You can stand by them, but you still don't quite register it. At least I didn't. So the fact that the people on the plinth are not really noticeable, except presumably to their friends who come along out of curiosity, or my wife's dropping along. But I don't know. Did it change from the start? I didn't notice that the welcome people were involved in the beginning, so maybe that's an added dimension, and if so, did that happen from the outset, or did that happen a bit later? I don't know.
Do you have any expectations about your hour on the
clip? Not especially. I mean, I would like to think curious about what pictures I might be able to take. But that's all, really. Because Trafalgar Square has been done millions of times, so what can you do that's interesting? I don't know. I've been pondering this, and probably maybe nothing. Because, yep.
When did you become interested in photography?
Ah, well, this is one, like lots of people say in their lives, you know, you did it years and years ago when I was quite young, your age, whatever. And I didn't know any photographers. I didn't have Martin Parr's grandfather. Do you know the illusion? You heard of Martin Parr? My God, he is the most famous British photographer in the world, I think. One of, possibly the. Certainly younger than me now. He had a grandfather who was also a very good photographer. And I mean, the point of saying was I didn't know anybody, so I tried things like developing and making pictures and things, and made a mess of it. And books as written then were very technical. They didn't hold your hand. And so that sort of didn't get too far. And then later on, I took pictures and you took them along to Boots or wherever, and you just got thoroughly disappointed by the quality of the prints and things they produce. So I sort of gave up, which now infuriates me, because I still got some of that stuff, and some of it was quite nice. A lot of it was boring, but so I picked it up just before I retired from my work, and do a lot of it now. Yeah.
And what was your work before?
I was an academic. I was a cognitive psychologist. Yeah.
Does that offer you any views on this project?
Not really, no. I'm never sure how much my views on anything are influenced by my professional background at all. So I don't know. I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I could speculate. I will discuss this with the friends I'm meeting later this evening, who both are research people, and try and piece it out. But I don't know. I don't think so.
What have friends or family's reactions been to doing
that? Oh, that was entertaining. Really, that's all. Thought it might be fun. And some have said, God, I wouldn't have nerve to do that. And some have said, oh, I wish I'd thought of that. And much as you'd expect people to say. But I suppose, like me, that they may or may not have had any clear idea of what doing it would entail. So I don't know. I seem to be quite occupied, so it's hard to pin it. Well, sort of family, the extended family has lots of children, and as you get older, you're asked to look after them and take them places. So we do that. So we took her grandson, to the Banksy thing in Bristol, and stood for 4.5 hours in the rain to get in. But that was good fun. And then we went to see the SS Great Britain, also in Bristol, the same visit. So we do stuff like that. Family, friends, going out, eat, usual stuff that middle class people do. You eat, you drink, you go to the theatre, you watch movies, you know, you read. I'm not a great reader of novels, so in a way, I'm a great consumer of newspapers. I'm obsessed by the news and things, so I suppose that's a thing I do, but, and see people. But photography takes a fair amount of time, and I go to various groups of people who are committed to trying to do interesting things. So that occupies my time.
And what are the things that are important to you in your life?
Oh my God. Food, drink. I don't know. Relationships. Just the usual stuff, I suppose. What important? The disappearance of Tony Blair is important to me. Disappearance of George Bush is important to me. Too experienced to be enthusiastic about many events and people, I suppose. But it's difficult to say. Family, friends, my wife, photography, I don't know, food, drink, theatre, decent cinema, stuff like that.
Have you taken part in any other arts projects?
Not for years. When I was a lot younger, particularly as a student and afterwards, I used to do theatre quite a bit, and both acting and directing. But I haven't done that. I did a bit of that some years later with a very good sort of amateur group where I live, but not a lot of it. Probably, if you ever did stuff like this, at least when you're a student, everybody is maybe too serious, but are serious about what they're doing. And even the best amateur groups, in my very limited experience of them outside universities and things, although there are a small number of people who do it seriously. I mean, they think of it as drama, the theatre, all this sort of stuff. There's lots of people in there, just their ego, and they do it for fun. And that's okay if you're really talented. You don't have to be heavy about it. But if you're not trying and wanting to talk about it and think about what you're doing, then it's sort of not fun. The actual stage performance, you know, whether you're acting it or directing it, is only interesting to the extent that it's the outcome of a fair amount of effort, and you then hope it's entertaining, but you're not really fussed, and you want to know people's opinions afterwards to see if it's worked, not to find out if they like you or think you're wonderful. Oh, very smooth. It's fine. I mean, all the people here, they're helpful. Everything's to be well thought out. It seems fine.
Who would you say that you're doing this for?
Me, I suppose. Am I doing it for anybody else? No, I don't think so. No, me. Don't know history. That will depend on what happens afterwards, not to me, but what happens to the project afterwards, if anything. If it turns out to be a project whose potential is something I, at the moment, don't think I can quite appreciate, then that would be great, and it would be nice to have assisted towards it. If it turns out to be an idea which perhaps wasn't as rich as it seemed at the outset, then that's okay too.
And did you upload a profile of yourself on the website?
Possibly.
You were asked on there to put three words that describe you. Do you remember what you put?
Oh, fat, probably, which is my obsession at the moment. I didn't used to be, but I can't remember. Somebody with being fat would certainly be one of them. I have no idea what else I might have put up. Would have been dependent on my mood at the time.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.